So in what situations right now in a non-protocol setting are you doing this?
It's interesting that this is not a universally accepted program, even at our center, but they do it at Memorial regularly. They do it as part of their trials. They do it up front with all of their patients giving R-CHOP-14, and they regularly give prophylaxis. I have given R-CHOP-14 to patients who have very high risk large cell lymphoma who are not eligible for trials. For example, poor performance status or people for some reason or other who cannot get that therapy on a trial. We don't have it on a trial here, but we have other trials giving R-CHOP Doxil and other trials like that for patients who are over the age of 60 who have large cell lymphoma or who have follicular lymphoma in the background or some reason are not eligible. And I've given R-CHOP-14 to those patients who are, quote, high risk. I haven't really been able to see a major difference. I've also given it to those people who have primary mediastinal, whom I think might benefit from that kind of more intense dose-dense therapy. So I do choose R-CHOP-14 for selected patients, but only when it's off trial and only when I think they have high-risk disease.